As you looked at these documents, David, what just bounced out at you most?
The most striking thing in these documents, and I should say that it's they provide an amazing opportunity to get inside the head of Osama bin Laden before his death. The most striking thing was how worried he was that al-Qaeda had tarnished its image so badly in the Muslim world by killing so many Muslims in the midst of its jihad against the United States, that he wrote in one document, al-Qaeda should change its name and rebrand itself. And I found that fascinating. This al-Qaeda leader brooding in his compound, isolated from all his colleagues, clearly worried that his organization was going in the wrong direction.
Yeah, Peter, it's almost like a corporation, sort of treated like a corporation. There was some talk about, you know, vice emirs and this kind of thing. Is that sort of in keeping with previously how he ran it?
You know, it's always been fairly bureaucratic. You know, their bylaws ran to 36 pages. They had vacation policies more generous than the vacation policy at CNN,
weird,
for instance.
Right?
And, you know, so, you know, this is of a piece of bin Laden, you know, as David wrote in the Post today, and I'm, you know, writing for CNN as well, you know, this was a guy who wrote a 48-page memo to his deputies with very micromanagement kind of instructions.